People buying new cars in the final days of 2016 might not realize it, but their decisions affect air quality too. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Got the Sub-Zero weather package on it and premium interior lights.
Manny and Laura Lee Curzius have just signed papers at the Tesla dealership for an electric car they've been longing for. Tax rebates are one factor, pollution's another.
Clean air is huge for us. We want to help.
Their zero-emissions sedan will be fueled by the sun, the rooftop solar panels on the Davis County couple's home.
Especially on the Wasatch Front, we need to do something. And I think the more EVs are driving, I think it'll make a big difference.
Air quality leaders want to get the word out as other Utahns make those year-end vehicle purchases. Ari Bruning is chief operating officer at the planning group Envision Utah.
You know, you think about the miles per gallon, you think about the legroom, the cup holders, whatever it is you're looking for, we should also be thinking about the smog rating, because none of us like the air we breathe during our inversions in Utah or during the high ozone levels in the summer.
Pollution ratings are posted on the manufacturer sticker on new cars just below where the fuel efficiency ratings are. The lower left-hand corner has a 1 through 10 smog rating. Pollution ratings for all makes, models, and years is also detailed on the fueleconomy.gov website. The higher the rating, the cleaner the car, and the lower the contribution to Utah's winter pollution problem.
This is something simple we can do. If you're already buying a car, buy a cleaner one.
Natural gas, hybrid, electric, they all make a difference. But John Miller of the Mark Miller Auto Group opted for a no-emissions car. He bought the first electric hybrid Prius that came in the door.
I've got a great view out of my office as I look east toward the mountains. And, you know, on those tough inversion days, it's just tough to look at. If everyone does a little bit, it'll all add up.
Vehicle emissions account for around half of the winter smog on the Wasatch Front, and environmental officials are counting on clean vehicles to reduce that pollution over time. Judy Faze, KUER News.